Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, come on in. Let's just, high glory, let's, oh my God, my God, my God. Come on, let's get in here, come on. He's worthy of your praise, he's worthy of your praise. Come on now, hey, glory, 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 come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, you will rejoice. Come on now. He says, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on now. I want you to get this. He says, I will bless. I will. My will is to bless the Lord. Come on. Oh, come on now. You better get this morning. The will of God says, I set my will. Check this out. I will bless means I will set my will to bless him, to magnify him. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, glory. Listen. Even though he's promised me, I don't need him to give me anything for me to bless him. Come on now. I know he's going to supply all my needs. Why? Because the Bible said so. And my God shall supply. Oh, come on now. Shall, prophetic. Woo, my God. And listen, you better get this today. This is the season, 5785, according to the word, okay, is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. We already know that. We've been going over this. But listen, this is also, woo, my God, the season that you will abound. You will be abundantly furnished with. You will abound. You will overflow. You will be furnished richly, and you will be abundantly furnished. Why? Because the Bible, oh my God, because he said that 5778 is the season that you will always have. Why? According to the word. See, it's not according to what I think. It's according to what he spoke in the word. Come on now. Can I get you to understand this? Come on now. Come on now. He says, according to the word, he says, first of all, in Proverbs chapter 3, he says, listen, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, okay? Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He said, now listen, here's the key, here's the qualifier. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now, here's going to be the key that you will have consistent, diligent, perpetual abundance coming in and out of your life in this season. It's, listen, honoring the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with what? Plenty. Woo, my God, this is your season of plenty. Oh, come on now. And your presence shall burst out with new wine. Woo, my God. Now, this is also according to the New Testament. That was Old Testament. That was from the wisdom books. But 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, 7, and 8 says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, so everyone who does this has access to this, okay? Every man, according to as he is able, listen, let him purpose in his heart. If you'll purpose in your heart to always give and honor the Lord with the first fruits of your increase, listen, here's what he says. You shall reap bountifully, okay? For God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound. Woo, my God, towards you, that you will always have all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. Woo, my God. See, that's what I want to get in your spirit today. This will be the season that you will always have and you will always abound, but you've got to honor the Lord first. Come on now. Woo, my God. Here's the process. You don't honor God by waiting to after you try to pay all your bills and then you still don't have enough. No, you give to God first. You honor the Lord first. He's the first one, the first thought, the all glory. Woo, my God. The first. And then you will always have. Come on now. Well, listen, I know. Well, first of all, let me just introduce myself. My name is Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was with Elohim, and the word was Elohim. I'm going to say it again. The word was with Elohim, and the word was Elohim. Can I say it one more time? The word was with God, and the word is God, okay? Because it says was God, which means past tense. Oh, come on. So as long as God was, the word was. Come on now. That's the easy way of saying it. Oh, my God. Woo. As long as God has been in existence, the word has been in existence. Why? Because you can't separate God from his word. Come on. Come on, share this with your peeps. Okay, I want you to share this with your people because, listen, you are going to walk in this season of abounding and abundance. You're going to walk in this season of divine health and healing. You're going to walk in this season of peace that surpasses all understanding. You're going to walk in this season of joy that becomes your strength. Come on now. Why? Because you put the word and God first. Come on now. See, this is just the word. See, all I want to give you is the word. My opinion would do you no good. Why? Because you need the word. Because God is only bound by his word. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Come on. I know I'm taking a little time this morning, but I want you to get this understanding. God is only bound by his word. Are you getting this morning? God is only bound by his word. So, what we do today, our glory, hey, glory, Kesha. Woo, when we release today, you are going to release the trust of the Lord in your life so he will activate the abundance and always abounding, always having in your life. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, speak through my mind and think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word falls to the ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. In Jesus' name. Now listen, we've been right here. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, when the law entered that the offense or sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So this is why this season, we are in a season of multiplying abundance grace, because where sin abounded, grace will much more abound. Grace did much more abound. The grace of God, God's spiritual, supernatural empowerment on your life to do the purpose of God in your life. That's what the grace is for. I know it's unmerited favor, but it's more than that, okay? Why? Because it's the power of God. Because remember, the kingdom of God is within you. So this power is within you. And God says, if you access and use my power, you'll never run out. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. Why? Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Are you getting this? See, so when you understand that this is going to be your season, our glory. Good morning, Brother Doug. I know, listen, been praying for you. I know that that divine health is going to be your portion. Amen. Listen, when this time and season of weather change, cold, snow, whatever it is, understand you have a covenant of divine health. Come on now. You have a covenant. Woo! He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prosper. So as you transform and are renewed in your mind, everything about you, spirit, soul, body, and financially is renewed. Come on now. I'm trying to get this in your spirit. You must get this in your spirit. Woo! When you trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all your ways, when you honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit, our glory, of all your increase, now God must activate and watch over or hasten his covenant to perform it in your life. Come on out. Woo! My God, my God. Well, listen, we are in the 348th day of 2024. Listen, 2024 is almost over. Okay? So this day emphasizes, woo, divine provision, grace, stability, and his continual alignment with God's promises to experience a life of perpetual sufficiency and supernatural supply. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, number one, it represents divine completeness and perfection. Okay. Number two, it is the connection to provision and continuity. Okay. Woo, my God. The number 348. Okay. Emphasizes the eternal nature of God's supply, where his perfection, stability, create the foundation for renewal and continual abundance. Not only, listen, it ain't going to be no little drip drop, okay? It's going to be a continual pouring out. He says, prove me now and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. And this aligns with the prophetic declaration of always having. Woo, my God, this is the season. You will always have all sufficiency. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. This aligns with the prophetic declaration of always having, highlighting that when you are in covenant alignment with God, his provision never runs dry. On this 12th month, 13th day, the month of 12, the 12th month symbolizes divine authority and government, reminding us of God's sovereignty and his role as the provider. See, he must be Jehovah Jireh in your life, the God who will provide. See, your high glory trust, woo, your trust and dependence should be on Jehovah, okay, God, your supplier. Oh, come on, somebody. The 13th day is often associated with breakthrough and overcoming, signaling the breaking of lack and the release of continuous provision. Woo, my God. Oh, my gosh. You're in a season of breakthrough. Listen, God sees, God knows you've been going through a few challenges, okay? But he says this is the day of activating your continual breakthrough. When I sow in type, I receive it. It is so. Good morning, Quinteros. High glory. Now listen, listen. The prophetic release of this day is, number one, stability through divine order, okay? This emphasizes the importance of walking in alignment with God's divine order. When we align with his purpose, we position ourselves for the stability that undergirds continual provision. Number two, the abundant of new beginnings. The number 348 or the 8 represents God's ability to create new opportunities and release supernatural provision that meets and exceeds every need. He's able to do exceeding and above. Come on now. You better get this right now. Number three, faith for perpetual supply. This day calls for trust in God's eternal nature as provider, as Jireh. It is a reminder that his provision is not tied to earthly circumstances, but is rooted in his promises and abundant grace. And this will also be a connection to transition into fulfillment. As 2024 comes to a close, the 348th day marks a prophetic transition into a life of perpetual fruitfulness, multiplication, and sufficiency, reflecting God's declaration that you will always have. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Now, repeat this after me. Now, remember, we are in this time and season of multiplied abundant grace, okay? The season of divine grace and completion, season of renewal and new beginnings. Listen, the power of your mouth is what we're getting ready to do right now. This will be a time that we need to be mindful of what we speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. And this will also be a time and season of rest and preparation. Repeat this after me. On this day, I declare that God's grace is perfecting every area of my life and establishing a firm foundation for perpetual provision. I align myself with his divine order and trust him to release abundant new beginnings. In this season of 5785, I step into the promise that I will always have what I need. By his power, I will see the manifestation of his blessings overflowing in every good work and purpose. Come on, somebody type, it is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Are you getting this today? Listen, when we understand it's not what it looks like in the natural, but it's what he promised by the covenant. Oh, my God. God is a covenant-keeping God. God is daddy. So as a father, he will make sure his children are taken care of. This is why you're not a servant slave. You're one of the children of the Most High God, according to Psalms 82. Woo, you are God's and you are all children of the Most High, Psalms 82, verse 6. So this is the time where God is going to pour out on his children. Come on now. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God. That's right. That's right. So when we understand, okay, and we've been talking this week that we've been teaching this week of how the devil cannot, that he has no power against the word and your understanding. He can only come to steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand. Matthew 13. Okay, we're going to go here because it's almost time to go. Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Come on now. I want you to get this. Matthew 13. Okay. Verse 18 and 19. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now listen. The parable of the sower. The Bible says he gives seed to sowers and bread to eaters. This is why you must honor the Lord with your substance and all and with the first fruit of all your increase. This is how we keep continual provision coming forth in our life. Are you getting this? Okay. Verse 19. When anyone hears the word and doesn't understand it, well, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then comes the wicked one and steals away or catches away that which was sown in his heart. Okay. Now, but verse 23, but he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, who bears fruit. Now, fruit, increase, provision only comes after understanding. Let me read it again. But he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, who bears fruit, bringing forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. The 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold represent different levels of understanding. This is why Paul said it's from faith to faith, glory to glory. When you get this concept, this is why you study. This is why you get into the word. This is why you turn off the TV sometimes and get into the word. Why? So you can get understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. Why? Because it's going to be a protector. Woo! Your understanding will protect you. It will activate provision and God's help. Woo! Covenant help in your life. If you're understanding this, someone type, it is so. Come on, type it right now. So when you understand, okay, when you get the understanding, that you're not giving out of fear because you're not giving so that way you won't be cursed. You're giving because you're honoring the Lord with all your substance and increase. It's his anyway. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Okay, are you getting this? You're only giving back to God what's already his. But when you give it, he says, when you trust me with what I give you, I'll give you more. Oh my gosh. Is anybody understanding this morning? Come on now. I'm trying to get this in your spirit. When you sow, and we're getting ready to sow right now, when you sow according to the word and understanding, okay, now you activate God's provision. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This is why the kingdom of God is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Sowing seed means sowing consistently. Harvest means the manifestation of the fruit from what you sow. Come on now. I want to make this simple and plain. Because today, we need you to sow. Ha glory, hikesha. Woo, my God. Listen. Use the teruma today to sow, okay? The teruma, according to the word, is sowing into the hand of the priest, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruits of all things of every teruma. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. And every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough. So he, the priest, shall cause or speak the blessing to to rest in your house. Okay? It's the word. Now, use the Taruma. Use my Cash App. Okay? And trust me, this will be the last time I have to change this Cash App. Amen. $2, Prophet MD Bryant. So the $57.85, $157.85. So on. Some of you, I know that you normally give your yearly seed. So the 5,785 seed. You're sowing into your continual provision. Okay? You can sow. The PayPal is there. The Zelle is there. Sow now. So that way, her glory, her glory. Woo, my God. Woo, then you can have continual harvest. I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to make it plain. Woo! Continual harvest. Because you are honoring the Lord by following his instructions. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, come on now. Are you getting this? I really want you to get this right now. So listen. So you see, I'm going to speak the blessing. Father, your word says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow, how, Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory. And I speak, I declare and decree that that they are going to prove you now, and you're going to pour out a blessing that they won't have room enough to receive. Father, you are opening up the windows of heaven. You're opening up windows, not one, but many windows, windows of heaven. And you're pouring. This is the season and the time that you're pouring. Woo, my God, you're pouring. Come on now. You're pouring out a blessing. You're pouring out. You're causing favor. You're causing people. You said in Luke, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, you're pouring out. Woo, my God. Continual, perpetual harvest in Jesus' name. And Father, I declare and decree that they'll never be broke again another day in their life. Father, I speak to their body that it is healed. Woo, my God, it aligns up with God's covenant of health. Father, woo, my God, they have peace in their mind. They have a sound mind. Father, I declare and decree they are whole, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen. Oh, my God, God. Woo, my God, are you getting this? Listen. Some of you have had paperwork, contracts that seem like it's been held up. The Father says sowing today will open up and release the paperwork from the bottom to the top in your life. So, oh my God, Ikesha, you've been waiting on closing. You've been waiting on, oh my God, you've been waiting on funding. You've been waiting on, woo, my God, AK shot, Teroko shot. Woo, my God, fiscal funding for business and ministry. God says you release, listen, sow the seed. Woo, my God, watch what God doubles back to you. Sow the 5,785 and watch what God does back. He'll double it back to you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Help God be a blessing back to you in Jesus' mighty name. Paperwork's going to release today when you release what's in your hand. Oh, my God. The Father cannot intervene until you release what's in your hand. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you. Woo, my God, my God, my God. God wants to release it, but you have to release it. Oh, my God. He can't release until you release. Oh, my God, is somebody getting this right now? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Get it, get it, get it. in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss Sunday morning for the Hour of Power with me and Prophet Tanya. Listen, we're just trying to give you peace and understanding by giving you the word. Once we give you the word, God's covenant takes over. Listen, be blessed today. We'll see you Sunday morning.